Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Earlier today, President-elect Donald Trump was formally sentenced in his hush money case, but the judge declined to impose any punishment, rather it being a unconditional discharge. What does this unconditional discharge exactly mean in the hush money case against the president-elect?
So there's no other requirements that the president-elect has to do. If it's an unconditional discharge, if it was a conditional discharge, then there would be certain conditions that the judge would lay out. Now, the conditions that judges lay out in these type of things depend upon the individual. To put aside the president-elect here, the typical defendant. Here in Erie County Court, who gets a conditional discharge, if that individual has, a mental health problem or a drug or alcohol problem, then, one of the conditions would be to get treatment. If the individual, stole money, then one of the conditions may be that you've got to attend some type of classes for stealing. If it was a violent crime and there was some type of assault or something like that, then one of the conditions would be that you got to go to an anger management class. So, the conditions on a conditional discharge are all dependent upon the defendant and the circumstances of the crime. In this case right here, obviously, the judge made the decision, and probably the correct decision, obviously, that, putting conditions on the president of the United States in 10 days is just not practical. Okay. Obviously, going to anger management or going to some type of counseling classes, is just not applicable in this unique situation. So that's what's unique about this. In all my time as DA, almost 8 years, I never saw a judge give an unconditional discharge. Even before that, when I was on the bench as a judge, I never gave out a unconditional discharge. There's always conditions on a discharge, but obviously this is a unique situation.
For the president-elect, obviously, he's going to essentially be able to go into office and take his second term in the next 10 days. Is there any way that this could circle back, or is this decision obviously final unless he makes a similar mistake later on?
No, it's done. Because one of the, typically in a conditional discharge, the very last condition is that, so the conditional discharge is for a certain period of time. Okay. So a judge will say, I'm going to give you conditional discharge for a year or for 6 months, whatever. Okay. And in that time period, one of the conditions is don't get in trouble, don't get rearrested. And if the individual gets rearrested or in trouble, then obviously you could circle back and resentence. Okay. With an unconditional discharge, there's no condition now to, like, quote unquote, not get in trouble. Or not get rearrested. Now, again, the chances of the president-elect getting rearrested is nil, probably. I mean, so, again, in this unique situation, that won't apply. But the answer to your question is that there are no conditions on here at all, which means that there's no requirement to stay out of trouble.